Coach McCarty, to your right. Hi, good morning. Ibi Saburto from the Reforma Daily News. I just want to know, going back to the past, when you were with the 49ers and you picked Alex Smith in the draft, what were the things that you didn't see in Aaron Rodgers' style that you see right now? And, well, what was the decision, the process that you made in that draft?
Well, going through the draft process that both Alex Smith and Aaron Rodgers were involved in, there was a number of things that you definitely liked about both young quarterbacks, and I'd like to emphasize young. They both had a lot in front of them. There was definitely a lot of projection. But you know, I've said it time and time again, just for Aaron Rodgers to be considered for the number one pick in the NFL draft speaks volumes about him as an individual and what we thought about him athletically. You know, fortunately, for the Green Bay Packers, he was available at 24, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to work with him and watch him develop into a championship caliber quarterback. So, but Aaron's, you know, always had the physical ability. Definitely has the mental capacity to operate a very high level offense, which he does very effectively for us. And I think he's improved in his in the pocket, out of the pocket ability to transition and make plays with his feet. So. But there's a lot of goes into those decisions, and we are here today because of Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay.
Hey, Mike, I have a weather question, but not about the Dallas weather. It's about Green Bay weather. How does your offense thrive in a typical weather season in Green Bay? What obstacles does it cause you, and how do you overcome them?
Well, when we prepare for football games, and the topic of weather comes up, the one element that I pay close attention to is the wind. The temperatures, you know, really don't factor, and unless they get to you get well below zero, then it definitely it affects the way you handle the football. We're fortunate enough that we can practice in it, prepare particularly our perimeter players to handle the football in cold temperatures. But the wind is, to me, is what affects your game planning wise, what affects the way you approach the game and affects the way you call football games. So that's really what we focus on.
Mike, Chris, over to your left here, Chris Jenkins, Associated Press. Do you have any sense of how difficult this week was for Colin Jenkins, and is there a sense of relief right now that the situation seems to be resolved to some extent?
Well, definitely. I think any time you're dealing with a personal situation and it's such a heightened week of importance professionally, it definitely drains on you. So I know Colin is relieved, and that's more of a personal matter for him and his family. But it's definitely relief, there's relief in the fact that there's been communication.
Mike, obviously the name on the trophy resonates particularly in Green Bay, and it's often said that Vince Lombardi had a huge influence on the generations of coaches that came after him. What was that influence, and what did you personally take from Vince Lombardi's career and learn from?
Well, I think every coach that's ever had the opportunity to step on the playing field or even on the practice field is aware of Coach Lombardi's presence and the importance and the impact that he's made on the coaching profession. When you talk about excellence and discipline, work ethic, he was the one who really brought all that to the forefront. He's such a big part of the history and tradition of the Green Bay Packers, something that we celebrate all the time as an organization, something that's being celebrated right now on Broadway, and we take a tremendous pride and focus on bringing that trophy back home where it belongs. But Coach Lombardi not only affected the coaching profession, I'm a big believer that he's made a clear impact on the development of the National Football League.
Lance Allen, WTMJ-TV. Mike, how long have you dreamed about that trophy, and what would it mean to you to hoist that on Sunday?
Well, I've always dreamt about championships and the opportunity to be in the National Football League since 1993. This is definitely the goal. I think it's obvious that it's heightened with my opportunity of being the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. The opportunity to bring this trophy back home is something that we all think about as a football team, as an organization, on a daily basis.
Coach, your first Super Bowl prep week, You know, you had the icy weather, et cetera. How would you assess the week, and also what do you do from here until game day?
I think the week's gone very well. I really like our practice structure over there at the Highland Park High School. It's been excellent for us. Our setup at the Omni Hotel has been very conducive to our classroom environment that we operate in and the things we're trying to get done as a football team. So I think the quality of work has been excellent. I know our players are looking forward to today's practice to wrap things up and get back onto a normal schedule. We will meet at the Omni till 10:30. We'll get on the buses at 11 a.m. to go over to the Highland Park High School facility. We'll take a team photo, and then we'll have an hour of practice in helmets to finish up our on-the-field preparation. Then the players will be free the rest of the day. And then tomorrow's schedule will be the same schedule that we've operated on for the last 5 years. We'll come in the morning. The special teams and quarterbacks will meet at 8:30, and then we'll go from that to offensive and defensive meetings that will conclude at 11 a.m. Then we'll have chapel 8:30, and we'll have a team meeting tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And then Sunday we'll have our game day schedule.
Hey, Coach McCarthy, Mike Tomlin said that the decision is going to be made on Marquise Pouncey today. Whether he practices or not will determine whether he plays. Is it too late to make an adjustment based on who's going to be in there, and is there a big difference from Ligurski to Pouncey?
We're preparing for their offense. I don't think their protection schemes or their run concepts are going to change very much based on who's playing center, because you know, Ben Roethlisberger is going to make that offense go. So it will not change our approach defensively based on who's playing center. Chasing perfection and catching excellence on the way is something that I think exemplifies everything that every football team, particularly ours, is trying to accomplish. You turn your mic on. Mic's not on.
Hi, Coach. Satohiro Akimoto, Touchdown Magazine, Tokyo, Japan. When Pittsburgh and Green Bay met last time, we saw tremendous display of offensive football by both teams. Do you expect a similar kind of game this time, or do you expect a different kind of game this time? Thank you.
Well, I hope half of that game is one offense for playing at that performance. And I hope it's ours, obviously. That was an exciting football game. But, you know, every year is a different year. I think defensively, based on watching their body of work throughout the season, and I know firsthand that our defense has improved. So with that, their defense has improved. So I look for the defenses to impact this football game more than they did in last year's game. But, you know, these games have all the potential in the world for big plays. We're more focused on, you know, staying true to the little things, to the fundamentals, staying true to what brought us here in all three phases, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. So we're gonna play, you know, as wide open as we need to, as smash mouth as we need to, and you know, situations will dictate that throughout the game. But it's the last game of the year. It's the opportunity to bring the Lombardi Trophy home, and we're gonna give everything we got.
Hi, Mike. I'm back here. You often talk back home about having your finger on the pulse of the team. I'm wondering if you would describe how you think your guys have handled all the other things that come along with being in the Super Bowl this week.
I think they've handled it smoothly. Had a chance to, you know, the stage I was sitting on at media day, being in the middle there, just had a chance to kind of watch the players interact. They seem to be enjoying themselves. You know, the comments and the feedback from the public relations department seems like they, you know, they've enjoyed themselves. The family started to show up yesterday, so that's always a nice moment, a nice break in a week for everybody, players and coaches. So I think that part's gone very well. The schedule is similar to what the way we've operated, so that's what you try to accomplish as a team, is to stay within the regularity and the continuity that you have in preparing for football games. After today, I know they're really looking forward to completing today's work, because they really like Saturday's schedule, and Saturday's schedule is very significant you know, we have a 48-hour rule that we always talk about when we break practice on Friday, and then when we break our meetings on Saturday at 11 o'clock, we're in the the 24-hour rule. You know, probably be what 27-hour rule this week. So those are targets throughout the week that our players are very in tune with, and everybody, I'm sure Pittsburgh's the same, is ready to play this game.
Mike, what is the condition of Donald Driver's quad, and is there any chance he wouldn't be able to go on Sunday?
I would be shocked if Donald Driver does not play Sunday. He would practice today if I would let him. He tweaked it in Wednesday's practice, and frankly, I just do not want to take any chances at this point. So I will hold Donald from practice again today. Donald's played a lot of football. He knows the offense. He's had a whole week of preparation with the plan last week, so this is clearly just being safe with him.
Coach, Darren McKee, KKFN Denver. How do you keep the stage from not being too big for your players? How do you not get them to be swallowed up by everything that surrounds it? And what have you learned about the players as men over the course of the past couple weeks?
Well, the last couple of weeks, I'll start there. We've had opportunity to play in five playoff-type football games. We feel that has really prepared us for this opportunity. And just in yesterday's team meeting, we normally go through and give a report on the officials' crew. It's an all-star crew, so there really wasn't a whole lot to talk about. From that standpoint, we talked about the different scheduling that goes on with the Super Bowl as far as the long pregame, the long halftime, and just make sure that we're preparing our players for everything. And frankly, we took a moment and showed the movie from Hoosiers. You know, everybody loves the movie Hoosiers, and the basketball team walks into the arena, and they measure the foul line, and it's 15 feet, and they measure the hoop, and that's 10 feet, and everybody goes, okay, that's, you know, it's big in here, and that's our approach. We're going to play football. We cross that white line. It's going to be about playing Packer football, and that's what we're focused on.
Coach, could you just talk about the greatness over here? That's all right.
Over here. Okay. All right.
The greatness of Charles Woodson and him continuing to play at this high level at that position after as long as he's played.
Well, Charles is a tremendous football player, and that's very evident to anybody who's played against him. I recall when he came into the league and I was coaching at the Kansas City Chiefs, and the first couple game plans competing against Charles, and it was said, we better go after him now because in a couple of years we're not going to be throwing the ball over there. And that just holds true. He's very smart. He plays four positions on our defense. I think that tells you a lot about his ability mentally to operate in and out of schemes. You know, plays the nickel, the dime, has played safety, and is our starting corner and base. So he gives us tremendous flexibility. But he's a tenacious player. I mean, he's always running the football. He's probably one of our best or the best tacklers on our football team. It's nothing for him to go back and handle a punt or a kickoff in a tough situation, whether it's because of injury. Returned punts for us his first year and a half in Green Bay, so I just have tremendous respect for him as a player. And in leading into the next step, I felt that he had a lot more to offer as a leader. The leadership of our football team wasn't where I felt it needed to be after the regular season. Is concluded. Traditionally in Green Bay, we have playoff captains that are voted on. Charles was voted as one of the defensive playoff captains. Thought about it the whole week leading into the Philadelphia game, and I called the six captains into a meeting Saturday night after the snack, and I said that before the game, the captains are going to lead the team prayer and are going to give the final message before we go out on the field. You six figure it out. It's your message. I want it to come from the heart. And it was an opportunity for leadership to grow. And just to watch him in that position, because the other five anointed him as the one to talk. Aaron Rodgers is the one that leads the prayer. But just to watch him in that position, it's been special. And the football team has responded to it. So, he has a lot to offer. He has a big heart. He's played a lot of football. But he's a tremendous Hall of Fame football player in my opinion.
Coach, Taylor Millard with Metro Source News to your right. I was curious, you've talked about how you've tried to keep the team loose, you know, to a degree by showing Hoosiers, reminding it that it's just another football game. How are you personally keeping yourself loose, or is it possible as head coach to do that?
Well, I'm focused on hand. I'm very fortunate that I have extra responsibilities. I get to jump in a police car and come over here this morning and talk to you guys while the football team's in meetings. But just keeping very busy, keeping very focused on the game. It's not another game. It is a football game. Is really what we're focused on. We're focused on beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's very important for us. We understand everything that goes on with the Super Bowl. Now we have the weather that may cause situations with our families coming in. So these are things we talked about, try to prepare for prior to us coming down here to North Texas. And, I really like the way our team handles it. Our football team, really our locker room as a whole, there's a lot of very steady personalities in our locker room, so issues don't become, we don't have a lot of people bouncing off the walls when something goes wrong. I think that's a real credit to our people, to our players, and I think it's a big part of why we've been successful this year.
Two more questions. Coach? Coach, Danny Tauscher, WDLB Radio.
That's Mark Tauscher's father for everybody. So.
A question for you. Coach Tomlin came in this morning and said that he plans on having some people coming in and doing some inspirational talks to his team. I don't know if he said it was going to be tomorrow or when, but that was one of the plans on his upcoming few days. Do you have any plans in that same effect? You're going to have any former Packers or any kind of motivational guys come in and talk to your guys, and if so, when?
We have two team meetings left in our schedule. One tomorrow night at 9 p.m. and one Sunday at 10:30. And I will have a speaker tomorrow night, and I'd rather keep that to the players for right now. That I'm sure we'll discuss publicly who that is until after the fact. But we will have a speaker in tomorrow night's team meeting.
Hey, Coach, Keith Roding from Packer Report. With so many injuries this season and guys stepping into key roles, what does it say about your coaching staff's ability to get guys ready to play in big spots?
Well, I think it's a tremendous compliment to our coaching staff to take players continuously through the year, whether they're young players or on a roster that frankly weren't quite ready to play, or if it was free agents that were brought into our program at week six or seven. It's clearly, it probably doesn't mean much coming from me, but it's one of the best coaching performances that I've been a part of from a staff standpoint. Just individual coaches, you go down to the team meeting at 7:45, and Edgar Bennett's walking out of his 6:30 early meeting with James Starks, and that's something that's gone on all year. Kevin Green, he's given two or three new outside linebackers, and 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock on a Wednesday and Thursday night, you see him walking out of his individual meeting room. So just a lot of great one-on-one teaching that's gone on. But, ultimately it's about the players. It's a player's game, and these players have been given opportunities. They've put the extra time in. They've leaned on their coaches to prepare them for these opportunities, and they've stepped up, and they gave us the opportunity to continue to grow as a football team throughout the season, and that's why we're here in the Super Bowl.